For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. The first public appearance by Columbia College's new president included the presentation of a six-figure gift. President Scott Dalrymple spoke on the Columbia College campus last week to present a $111,000 gift to the Tradition Meets Tomorrow campaign from Professor Barry Langford. The gift is intended to support the mock trial program, which Langford runs within the Tradition Meets Tomorrow campaign. Dalrymple said the program pays homage to the college's past and recognizes the need to move toward the future.
This gift is an example of the fact that we want to keep momentum going, and we have a lot of exciting ideas for the future.
The gift will fund scholarships within the mock trial program. Langford says he hopes the success of the program will continue even after he is no longer at the college, which he hopes will be a long time from now. The SEC Faculty Achievement Award was given Friday to University of Missouri biochemistry professor Judy Wall. The award goes to one professor from each SEC school. Wall has taught biochemistry at MU for more than 35 years. Department Chair Gerald Hazelbauer says he admires Wall's one-on-one interactions with students.
You know, students or your peers who are interested in science have the opportunity of direct and personal contact with an internationally known scientist. And Judy is certainly one of the best examples of somebody like that.
Her work on small organisms has been published in over 100 peer-reviewed publications. Backers of initiative petitions to eliminate teacher tenure and to allow an early voting period have submitted signatures to get the measure on the November ballot. TeachGrate, the group supporting the teacher proposal, says it turned in more than 275,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office ahead of Sunday's deadline for groups to submit petitions. An attorney for the early voting effort says 300,000 signatures were submitted. Both measures would amend Missouri's constitution. The teacher initiative would require school districts to adopt an evaluation system based on quantifiable student performance data. The early voting proposal would allow a six-week voting period before state and federal elections. Election officials must now verify the signatures to ensure the proposal qualifies for the ballot. The University of Missouri has a new service learning program that will send MU students all over the state. This new program is a partnership between MU Extensions and the Center for Leadership and Service. Mizzou Alternative Breaks is a program that sends groups of students all over the United States for service projects. Leadership and Service Coordinator Brian Goers says the program has sent hundreds of trips across the country, but it will now focus in on the state of Missouri.
Over the past 10 years, we've sent more than 200 trips, but only two of those have gone to places here in Missouri. And so the new partnership with MU Extensions is to sort of correct some of that and do a lot of the service that's in-state and also expand our weekend opportunities at the same time.
The partnership with Extension allows the program to be more effective because of Extension's presence in every country statewide. The new service projects will be held over weekends beginning next fall. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.